Thank you. another episode of the Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And I'm here to talk about guitar. Not that I know much about guitar, but we're going to talk about some things that are technology-related associated with guitars. Particularly, synthesized guitar and a new pickup system, which really turns out to be a very old pickup system with a new twist. Right now you're listening to an arrhythmic guitar that's being controlled by a gyration air mouse. It's a wireless mouse with a gyro and a accelerometer built into it. Costs about $80, and I'm waving it around with my right hand, and when I move it around, you hear the stereo effect. You hear it going right, left. Well, I got it backwards. Left, right, whatever. There you go. Right, left, right, left. That's actually a saxophone model being sent into a Carplus Strong device. Is it in fact? Let me see. No, it's just a saxophone model with a pitch shifter in the feedback loop. And there are some synthesized drums being driven by a Boolean sequencer. Here, I'll change the sequence of the drums right now. And we get something a little different. Let me make them a little bit louder, too. Even louder than that. Here they go. Synthesized drums. Pardon my usual squeaky chair. That's life in amateur radio. And that forms the background, and in the foreground we have a guitar model created by a guy named Key Jazz. Oh, I forgot. I put a neat sound on the scroll wheel. I'm sitting here scrolling through the code to describe it to you. And we get scroll wheel action. Oh, that's pretty cool. I forgot I had done that to this program. It's actually two separate programs working at the same time. And the guitar model is made from, how many? 9 strings of a mandolin, which are added together and then sent into a sine oscillator overdrive. No phone calls, thank you. Off goes the telephone. I said, off goes the telephone. So, anyway, we have 9 mandolin strings added together and sent into a sine osc overdrive, and it gives us this sound when I move the mouse quickly. That's the power of the Chuck programming language. This is entirely done with software that I coded myself in a freeware program that anyone can download and freely use. Anyway, scrolling through the code, we have an air mouse delta X and delta Y motions of the mouse, as well as the scroll wheel. Something interesting you can do with software to create guitar sounds. Now, let's talk about the guitar invention, which is our next topic and the main topic of the show. I'm going to post a link into the chat room. There we go. And if you will click on that link, we'll scroll down to the bottom. You will see a guitar invention PDF file. And if you're listening on the radio, you can get this file from the radio station. Look at the printout. And it talks about this guitar invention, and I'll tell you the story about the guitar invention. You know me. I like to imagine things and try to do something different or new or interesting all the time. And so I had bought a guitar with the intention of experimenting with it. And, well, actually this was before I bought the guitar. I bought the guitar for the purpose of modifying it with this invention. And it was in December of 2008. I posted a message in the Strings and Things forum of electromusic.com, and in the PDF file there's a link to the very thread that started this, and I just in one sentence I thought of a possibility that there might be a different way to do the pickups. The pickups are the things on a guitar that convert the vibration of the strings into an electrical signal. Now, normally this is done with coil-wound magnets, and the thing about that is that the coils have electrical properties. They form an electrical circuit that gives the guitar its characteristic sound, or at least part of it. And that's a good thing because it creates something different from the clean sound of the guitar itself. But in some applications, not rock and roll, but maybe bluegrass or jazz or classical or other instruments like piano or violin or harp or something like that, where you have a metal string, you might want to capture the sound of the string vibrations more accurately and convert them into electrical signals without that coil that changes the sound. Well, that's what this pickup system does. And I posted a message, and right away, a guy who was to become a good friend, Dr. Justice, picked up on it. And we discussed it in the forum and the thread, and we exchanged email addresses. And long story short, we worked together and created a guitar. And if you scroll to the second page of the PDF, you'll see a picture of that guitar. And the guitar, you can see it has a chainmail strap that I wove myself. And if you look really close, or if you look at the close-up in the next photo right below it, you'll see some super magnets underneath the strings. And that's how the sound is, that's how the electrical signal is generated from the vibrations. What we do is, instead of using the pickups, we put super magnets under the strings. When the strings vibrate in the magnetic field, Faraday's law happens, which causes a, I think it's Faraday's law, I hope I didn't get that wrong. It's been 20 years since I took physics in college, you know. But anyway, it's some physics law. I think it's Faraday's law. And a current is produced in the strings that runs up and down the length of the strings. So here we have strings that vibrate, and they become the conductors. The current originates right at the magnetic field and travels up the wires to the neck of the guitar, up the neck of the guitar to the headstock. And if you scroll down some more, you'll see a little picture of the headstock. Okay, so what we've done is we've created six electrical signals, and we've got to somehow combine them together and send them back to the jack of the guitar, which is in the body of the guitar. But these electrical signals are traveling up to the headstock. So what do? Well, I'll tell you what we did. We tried some various different circuits there. I was soldering resistors and capacitors and running simulations. And long story short, we ended up just shorting them together with metal. So the simple solution worked this time, as it often does. And we didn't have to put any circuitry at the headstock of the guitar whatsoever. We just shorted them together, and there you can see little tabs that I created, lugs that I created out of tuna fish can lids with a Dremel tool. And I tell you, I think I made more dust than tab out of those tuna can lids. But I did get the job done, and soldered them carefully and put them in the headstock and lined it all up, and it worked, you know, it collected the signal. But the signal was still at the headstock as one current combined from the six different currents. So what was to be done next? Well, run a wire down the neck. Now, this creates a problem because the wire is, you know, guitar players don't want to have a wire there where their hand is playing. So we realized that we could have used truss rod. Truss rod is a mechanical tensioner that keeps the strings from bending the wood of the neck. It counterbalances the strings. And it's just a rod that's threaded on both ends. And you put some washers and nuts on the threads on both ends. And then the truss rod does its mechanical job. But what we needed to do is also an electrical job, where we attach the electrical signal of the tuning pegs to the top of the truss rod, and then in the bottom of the truss rod, inside the body of the guitar, we can send that to the jack. Well, when you do that, you're close to winning the game, but you're not quite there because the signal is too weak. It's a very small electrical signal. So, low in voltage, low in current. So, what we decided to do was to put a transformer, a very special transformer. It costs like $50 or something like that. Have it special made in California. And it's a microphone transformer that boosts the signal. And we get about half of the amplitude of the actual guitar pickups out of this transformer. Now, then that goes out the jack. The other side of the transformer goes out the jack straight to the guitar amplifier, and you can hear it. And you can hear it, and it sounds, well, I guess I ought to play this guitar instead of talking about it so much. So let me stop the synthesized stuff. Whoop, silence. Just me talking now. And turn on the... I have a software booster because guitar signals are pretty low in amplitude. So I have something that gives a gain of 25. And that's on now. Let's see, got everything hooked up? I think so. Here is the sound of the E string of the guitar invention. Whoops, I need a pick. The high E string. And here's the low E string. Actually, my guitar, you know, the funny thing that happened was these strings have been on and off the guitar a bunch of times, and I'm not a musician. I'm an electrical engineer, right, who's trying to do music. So I tuned the second string of the guitar, the A string, a little bit too much, and it broke. So you're only going to hear 5 of the strings when I play this, and this is the open strings. So it'll sound musically horrible, but you'll get the gist of it. And I have a switch, by the way. I also wired up a switch on this guitar that allows me to switch it back to ordinary guitar mode. Which is kind of a lot louder. You're not really getting much of a musical comparison because I don't know how to play the guitar. I never learned. I tried a few chords and I tried a little finger picking, but I never really got good at it. It by any sense of the word. But I'll adjust the 5-way switch, and here's the sound of my new 5-string guitar sitting there on its stand being strummed from the low string to the high string. From the high string to the low string, rather. Oh, I apologize. Something is wrong here. My amplifier is not really working right. Not sure why it's doing this. Well, let's move ahead, take off that amplifier, and kick in a distortion output. Oh, it's just making it worse. Well, so much for the sound of the guitar. I'm sorry about that. That's life. But there is a sample on the webpage for the guitar. And if you look in the PDF file down underneath... let's see, where is it? It is near the very, it's the second to last page. There's a echuckguitarkit.html web page. And that has an audio sample, which is still not very good, so I never really came up with a demo that shows off the capability of the guitar. But I can tell you what people who listened to it said. They said it was cleaner and more harp-like, in a way. And the reason for that is that the coil of wire that exists in an ordinary coil-wound pickup, as I mentioned before, forms an electrical circuit. It happens to be a second-order low-pass filter. And you can get lots of different sounds out of coil-wound pickups by winding the coils differently because you change the characteristics of this built-in filter. And that's cool because you can get lots of different sounds, lots of different characteristic tones out of the guitar, but you're still not hearing the clean sound. You're not hearing the undistorted sound. What you're hearing is the clean sound with the filter added on to it. And actually, for lots of music, like rock and roll, for example, guitarists really prefer this. I found that guitarists didn't really like this sound, rock and roll guitarists. But as I mentioned before, there are many other types of music and other applications for it, including classical and other instruments, stuff like that, as I said. So, anyway, PDF file, I tell you about all that stuff that I just mentioned. And then I mentioned that the strange thing is that here we have a totally different type of guitar sound, a totally different way of getting the sound out of the guitar or other instrument, any stringed instrument really, and nobody cares. I posted on guitar sites, I made web pages, I posted to Electromusic, I contacted guitar players, luthiers, pickup manufacturers on the internet and talked to them about this thing. And nobody wanted to have anything to do with it. I don't understand what's wrong. I mean, this is me ranting now. Excuse me, it's my show. I'm allowed to rant, okay? Why is it that I have found so many times? Is it an American thing? Is America the land of opportunity? I wonder sometimes, because I have created lots of different circuits, different ideas and things, and nobody seems to care at all. In fact, when I was in industry, I would apply creativity to the problems that I faced in industry, and I ran into problems because of it. Co-workers were upset because they thought I was showing off, or they thought I was trying to outdo them or something. And supervisors kind of allowed me to do it, and they liked the results, but there were no rewards. There was only punishment for innovation. What's wrong with America? What's going on? I mean, if I could go back and recall all the times that I received negativity in response to creativity, I tell you, it would just be a list of almost everything I ever did. But that's my rant. I won't rant on further about that. But anyway, if you are into guitar, if you're a luthier, if you're a pickup manufacturer, you know, if that's what you do for a living, if you're an amateur guitar manufacturer, you know, you make your own guitars, or whatever, just go to that website in the PDF file and take a look at it, maybe listen to the not-so-good sample, and just take the idea and run with it, do something with it. I hate to create stuff and have it go nowhere. Anyway, I'm not the only one who has this situation happen to him. Because if you look in the patent record, we did a patent search, our own patent search, me and Dr. Justice. And we found one patent that went all the way back to 1936 for stringed instruments with a violin as an example, using the same fundamental principle. And the wound coil pickup, if my history serves me right, was created in the 50s. So here we have an idea that predates, the fundamental idea itself predates the electric guitar itself and was never accepted. I have no idea why. I think it does have some interesting characteristics to it. Like when you do a bend, it moves the string within the magnetic field and makes a certain sound. All of the prior art involved special insulated bridges. And the design that I just described to you was unique, and the contribution that Ari and I made, one of the main contributions, or the main contribution, was that it uses a grounded bridge, which is what you have on pretty much all instruments. So, suddenly we made it possible for this design that wasn't really practical, to be practical, to be manufacturable. We did that, and Ari was big on hexaphonic, which is where you take the six, I want feedback. Hold on, there's folks in the chat room, talking to me. We'll see what they say, and I'll incorporate that into the show. Hexaphonic is kind of a new thing where you take the six strings and you send the outputs of the six strings individually to six separate amplifiers and then do whatever you want with them. Question from the chat room. Les, that pickup was never finished, was it? I just played it for you. It's sitting here right next to me. It's been sitting here for almost 3 years since I finished it 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago. So, yeah, it's finished. And someone is someone else in the chat room is telling me this is true in the jewelry designing and other artwork too. Everyone yammered they wanted something different. When given something new and different, they backed off and settled for something only a little bit innovative or different. See, there you go. Let me ask you something. Is America the land of opportunity? Or is America the land of opportunism? I find the latter to be true, and that's a sad shame. But, oops, there I go ranting again. Airlock from headstock to body was never finished. Yes, we chose to use the truss rod as the return conductor. So, yeah, that was finished, airlock. So, anything else from the chat room, just go ahead and type it in and I'll respond to it. Speaking of responding to things, let us go to the questions that were asked from someone. It was Sonic. Sonic, last show I asked for feedback, and Sonic gave me feedback. Excuse me. He asked me three questions. First of all, he told me, go ahead and keep the show technical. Don't dumb it down. Don't try to be oversimplify things and make a beginner show. Just tell us what you know. We can follow it. We're smart enough. We know what you're doing. So that's cool. And then he says, he's got three questions about last week's show. The first question is, oh, let me put on some music. Let's hear the drum beats from this thing again. While I answer these questions. Well, Airlock says the Own Your Tone site needs an update. Well, maybe I should update it. I don't know why. It was kind of a completed thing. What needs to be updated, Airlock? And, first question is, from the circuit from last week now, how is it that the Logic Cloud seems to add harmonic content to the signal? Is it doing anything other than rearranging and mixing square waves of various frequencies? That is exactly what it's doing, Sonic. It is mixing the signals according to binary logic, as well as a state machine. I'd fed back some of the outputs back to some of the inputs, and that created state information so that the future value was dependent upon the past value as well as the inputs. And that, for some reason, seemed to create a little more bass in the signal. I'm not sure why. Maybe it was just the way I happened to do it. But you can imagine if you take a slow square wave and a fast square wave, and you add them together, you'll get a certain sound. But if you then take them and them together, you'll get a totally different sound with a different harmonic content. So yeah, it totally messes with the harmonics. So that's the answer to question one. And he asks question two. AC coupling, this is a new concept for me. You used it a few times in this circuit. Am I right in that the reason you used it was to act as a sort of high-pass filter to isolate the higher frequencies from your voice? Assuming I haven't already got this wrong already, why is this? Would the higher frequencies of your voice more effectively modulate the frequency of the oscillator, and if so, why? The reason I'm using AC coupling, Sonic, is because the electrical signal exists with a bias. You have, from the very beginning, when the microphone is in a voltage divider, it has a DC component to it. And we must block this DC component or else it'll get amplified and the amplifier will clip and rail. So we bias up the amplifier separately from the bias of the input, and we separate those two biases with a DC blocking capacitor, or AC coupling capacitor, means the same thing. And you would ideally use the largest capacitor that's practical. I used 0.1 microfarad capacitors, and that blocked out some of the DC, some of the low frequencies. But in general, use 1 microfarad or 10 microfarads. It's good values to use in electrolytic caps. But I kind of like those ceramic caps, so I use the 0.1 microfarads. It's a matter of choice and how much bass response you want. And finally, the third question from Sonic. What other sources of modulation input might we explore? There's voice and guitar, obviously. What about intentionally picking up radio interference? This is more thinking aloud than a question. All kinds, really, whatever you want to do. You can use cadmium sulfide cells to get light input. You can send audio out of your computer or other equipment into your circuit. So you can send recorded, you know, songs and stuff. You could take a MIDI to CV converter and put it in there. If you were running the CV fast enough, or even slowly, it'll still work in these kind of circuits. Lots of possibilities. Really a lot of possibilities here. So yeah, there's a lot of modulation things we can do. You can use. I know one guy, Jeffo, is his nickname on the forum, who has constructed a laser guitar where he uses 6 lasers to detect the motion of your fingers. So you don't actually touch strings, you just move your fingers through lasers. And that does the strumming. And then he's got some kind of a infrared range detector to get the chords, get the position of the left hand on the guitar. And we hooked him up with Car Plus Strong, and he made a digital implementation of Car Plus Strong and got the sound he wanted, because he was working with sine waves and VCOs, and that's fine, you know, there's nothing wrong with sine waves and VCOs, but they don't sound like a guitar. And he wanted his laser guitar to sound like a guitar. So the good thing that happened with all that Car Plus Strong stuff for him was he picked up on KS as a string synthesis technique. And now his laser guitar sounds like a real guitar. Way cool. So lots of modulation choices. Getting back to Airlock in the chat room, he quotes my show. Quote something I wrote on the website for the guitar invention, which I wrote. Another future development for the kit is eliminating the wire running down the neck. I have not yet explored this option. Oh, yes, Airlock, that is a misquote. I need to update that, because in fact, I can't update it because I don't have the software anymore, but I'll do something. Because we came up with the solution of using the truss rod for the return conductor, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So, yeah. Definitely that needs to be updated. Thanks, Airlock. Appreciate that. So, if you're reading about how to construct this thing, and you don't want to run a wire down the neck, you don't want to drill an extra hole all the way down the neck to run a wire, you can simply use the truss rod, because it's made of metal, and metal's a conductor, and the signal will travel on pretty much any piece of metal. It'll work fine. These are just audio signals. They're not fast, or they're not high current or anything, high voltage. They're just audio signals, so no problem there. Alrighty, I'm gonna jam, not leave, but actually jam like I did at the beginning of the show with this this Gyration Air Mouse. By the way, I'll tell you, as I'm sitting here playing with it, Let me turn the guitar thing on, too. Oh, I'll do that in a minute. This thing is way cool. You want to get one of these or something like it. If you ever mess around with software making music, and you can interface to a device like this with your chosen type of software. Because here I am. Hear that? Hear this sound variation. I'm making those by waving my right hand left and right across from the center of my chest out to the right, extending out to the right, up behind me, bending my arms, swinging down. I mean, you can do all kind of neat stuff with this. Switching to my left side. Hear a little bit of a zipper. That's the Achilles heel of this type of thing. And if I experimented with a low-pass filtering, I could minimize that zippering a little bit more. but you hear a little bit above. Click, 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 click. That's the zippering. Kind of sounds like a bumblebee. Alright, let's turn the guitar on, and I'll end the show. And thanks everybody for listening. And, yes, one final remark I'd like to make. Even though I may rant and rave about creativity being ignored, it's never going to stop me from creating. I love the act of creation. It's a joy. It's beautiful. It's a thrill. It's fun. It's exciting. And it's what I do for fun. So that's never going to change as long as I can create. Till my dying day, I'll be doing it, regardless of whether America wants it or not. Well, we've got a week ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to getting your response and hearing what you have to say about the show. And, Jan tells me I can run out half an hour. I don't think I will. I think I'll close a little bit early, in fact. I'm out of material. That's all I prepared for the show. I could go grab something else, but it would be off topic. I'm using that for next week. So, let's close with a jam, and as far as this week goes, as they say on the radio, see you on the other side.